I'm going to read a little short story from Quiz Only called I Will Survive. It was literally made by me. So, yeah. Basically, the book is all about these five people that are in the military. But they had to stop an alien type species called Zorbs. This might be the weirdest fan fiction you'll ever read, but if you actually read it, it will be a kick. At least I think. So I'm just gonna read the summary. Tom, Josh, Derek, Ben, and Kaden, his group, are military soldiers. They stop any conflict, but they face the biggest conflict ever.
The alien named Zorbs abducted Earth. Well, Tom and his group stop the Zorb from destroying the Earth.
Okay, I'm going to read chapter 1 now.
Chapter 1, A Normal Day. Tom was a normal person who used to be in the military group but quit. Him and his wife, Alex, went to a grocery store and bought some food. What a perfect day, Tom said. You're right, Alex said. While they were about to go home, a kind of like meteor was falling down. But it was a green glowing meteor. What the f- Before he could say the rest, it hit the ground. It expanded around the Earth. Nobody woke up. A spaceship came down to Earth. The Zorbs came to Earth.
Chapter 2. They came to Earth. Tom woke up and he saw a spaceship. He hid near a building. What the heck is that thing? Tom said. A lot of people woke up and when they saw the spaceship, they hid at the shelter. Tom's group woke up when they saw the spaceship. They had the same reaction as Tom. Guys, come here. Tom's group came. I think we should unite, Tom said. I don't think five people can defeat like 100 freaking monsters, Josh says. Josh, do you remember when we defeated all of the zombies, Tom said? Yeah, Josh says. When James died and we thought it was the end. Did we give up? Tom said. No, Josh said. We never gave up, and just because there's a lot of monsters, we could still kick their butts, Tom said. Let's do it, Josh says. Hand in the middle, Kaden says. 1, 2, 3, we got this, they all said. Let's go to the base, Derek says.
Chapter 3, Reunited. So what are we gonna do, Ben said. We're gonna need a plan of sneak attack, Tom said.
But how?
Ben said. We need to go undercover as one of the Zorbs. Then when it's the right time, we charge and use all we can to attack, Tom said. Not bad of an idea, but how can we disguise? And also, when is the right time to strike? We might get caught, and if they think we are not Zorbs and trying to kill us, Derek said. Don't worry, leave that to me, Tom said. We will dress up as the packages, Tom said. Sir, you have some packages. One of the Zorbs said. Oh, goody, a voice said. Then while they are distracted, we did a counterattack and one before they catch us. Okay, guys, let's go.
Chapter 4, The First Fight.
Why is this box so tight? Derek wondered.
Just keep a low profile and you will be comfortable, Tom said. Sir, you have some packages, one of the Zorbs said.
Oh, goody, a voice said.
Okay, ready? Go, Tom said. But by the time they went down, an alarm rang.
What the frick are you guys doing here, a Zorb said. Get him, the Zorb said. Run.
I will hold him off, Tom said. Surround the area before they get away, the Zorb said. Tom shot at a lot of Zorbs, but he got distracted because his group was surrounded.
Oh, no, Tom said. But all of the Zorbs got all of the group.
Chapter 5.
Saved by the Zorb. The boy said. As it was the end, a mysterious figure came and knocked every Zorb unconscious. What the? Tom wondered. Then the mysterious figure turned out to be a Zorb.
Hi, the Zorb said.
Who are you?
Tom said.
My name is Ally, I said. I helped you guys because at my home planet, Zorby, I was being treated unfairly because my boss hired me to exterminate any living thing. But my boss said I should work harder even though I struggle.
A lot of my coworkers make fun of me, all said.
Loser!
Azorbit analyzed back to his head. I couldn't take it anymore, so I ran away and never came back, Eli said.
Don't worry, Eli. We can get revenge and stop the Zords from destroying the universe, Tom said.
Okay, we got this, Eli said.
Eli, welcome to the group, Tom said.
Chapter 6, Going Undercover.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do, Eli said. We use the suit of the Zords and then go and then counterattack, Eli said.
Good idea, Ben said. Meanwhile, at the spaceship.
Check, who's next? Azorbagod said.
Okay, wear these suits, Eli said.
Okay, but why are these squishy and tight? Derek said.
Don't mind it, Eli said.
Check, who's next?
Okay, we're in, Tom said.
Keep a low profile, Tom also said.
Will do,
Kaden said. Hey, Zorb, have you seen 5 people and 1 Zorb off the loose?
Azorb said.
No, I haven't seen them, Tom said.
What the? You seem to look familiar.
Wait a minute. Ally! Azorb said.
Seize all 6, the voice said.
All 6 of them punched, kicked, and shot a lot of Zorbs. They decided to run away before the door closed.
What do we do with them? Azorb said.
Don't worry. I got a plan. Go to Zorby, and I'll handle the rest, the voice said.
Chapter 7. The final battle.
We did it, Tom said. Just as they were celebrating, the ground was shaking, and it broke. A giant Zorb came out of the ground.
We did not do it, Ben said.
And a lot of Zorbs came and tried to attack. But Ally gave us a laser gun that had anti-Zorb juice.
We got this, Tom said.
Tom screamed. We got this! Tom screamed. Then they managed to defeat all those Zorbs.
We did it, Tom said.
But as they were getting ready to fight the giant, the Zorb tackled Ally.
Did you miss me?
The boy said. King Zorb, all said.
Time to die, King Zorb said.
But Ally punched King Z before all died. Ally died. He landed on the billboard sign, but then King Z used his power. He crushed the windows and made spears and targeted Ally. He dodged him, but one stabbed his heart. He fell on the ground and was unconscious.
Ally, Tom said.
Now it's your guy's turn, King Z said. But as they were about to die, Ally tackled the king. He turned his hand into a blade and sliced the king. But the king turned his hand into a blade too.
If I die, you are dying with me as well.
The king stabbed Ally.
Ally!
They all screamed.
Defeat the giant! Let me deal with it! Throw the bomb to his stomach!
Tom threw the bomb to his stomach. The monster exploded. The king faded away.
Ally,
Tom said.
Guys, don't worry about me. It's okay. Thanks for the adventure. Thanks for helping me stop my enemies. You did a favor for me. Thanks, guys, for everything.
Ally said before he faded. They were all crying. It's okay. You got this. The ghost of Ally said.
Let's listen to Ally, everyone.
Tom said.
Chapter 8.
A Normal Day.
Alex!
Tom said.
Tom, where were you?
Alex said. Saving the day. I will tell Ally about it. So, there's this thing called the Zorb.
I don't want to say, but that adventure was crazy.
Especially everything was dark and gray when Ally died. But since we proved ourselves we are more than 100 freaking monsters, we actually did good, Tom said. And that's it. It's the good ending.
Yeah.
Tom and the gang were celebrating.
On the moon, a egg crackled inside near the moon's middle.
Then the egg cracked.
It was another Zorb. To be continued. on the next I Will Survive story novel. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, this is actually the end. So, bye.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of us reading our very own book.
Pretty bad.
What did you think of the book, Jared?
It was a pretty good book.
Decent book, actually.
I would say the part where Allied died was sad because I actually cried while doing it. I just thought it would make fans sad.
But it doesn't. When you review it, it's kind of not sad.
Look out, because there is a next I Will Survive book. I Will Survive 2, The Return of the Zorbs. Coming soon to a Quizoni website near you.
Oh, I get the joke. And check out this book on Quizoni. We'll post another book of this in the future.
Dun, 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 dun.
Anyway, guys, thanks for watching Talk Time with JR Pro. Hope you have a good day, and we'll see you on... I don't know.